Okay, I think we'll move on and get Lisa Drouillard to give us a perspective from the NCE's viewpoint.
Thank you, Don, and thank you, Esteban, for setting up this discussion so well. I'm going to give you a little break from the PowerPoint. I fear that talking about program criteria can be boring with or without a PowerPoint, but I want to move a little bit from the type of high-level vision of the previous two talks around why you're here and why you all have come together as networked researchers, to the criteria of the program that has helped provide you the funding to come together in this forum, and also what it's going to take for that kind of funding support to continue in the long term. And also to give a little bit of backing as a board member to BFN and to the secretariat here, a little backing for their work when they're asking you for information as to what we need and why it's important to really demonstrate the impact of what you're doing to the adjudication bodies and standing selection committee that makes decisions about your long-term funding. But one thing I will say is much of Esteban's slides around what makes BFN distinctive in the research world stole my thunder a little bit. It's a lot of what I want to communicate to you around what makes an NCE researcher distinct from any other researcher receiving funding through the granting councils. Now, there's a lot of, I do, in other parts of my job, I've been promoting the current competitions in the business-led NCE competitions, in the Centers of Excellence for Commercialization of Research. All of these programs are active right now, and there's a strong sense that these are the granting council's industry-facing programs. However, the NCE itself, in its 20-year legacy, has always had the mandate to mobilize Canada's research talent in the academic and private and public sectors and apply it to the task of developing the economy and improving quality of life for Canadians. This mandate is achieved, certainly, through excellent research, but mostly on developing nationwide and international partnerships and to create innovative knowledge and tech transfer opportunities and mechanisms. So a lot of the work that has been done in setting up those KT committees, in setting up a strong government relations capacity, and in building very strong industry pull into all of the work that you do is critical to the criteria of our program. Now, we are a tri-council program. Lots of people think, perhaps in part because we're housed within NSERC, that this is a Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council initiative, but it is not. All of the work that the BFN does with regard to your SEAS theme and your government outreach allows the centre to really demonstrate the best of the NCE, which needs to be multidisciplinary. We need to support researchers across all of the disciplines that SHRC, NSERC, and the CIHR fund, which is what, and to see the support for research that is truly collaborative among those different types of researchers. Now, the organizers wanted me to stress how difficult it is to get NCE funding, and surely the bar of excellence is set very, very high. The core program criteria are around excellence of the research program, your HQP plans, certainly networking and partnership, knowledge transfer and exchange and exploitation, and really professionalized management of the network. Now, the threshold around excellence of research is clearly very high. No one even gets it past the letter of intent stage if the researchers that they're working with don't have excellent publications and really, really strong background. But it is not the core goal of our program simply to fund excellent research. There are prizes and research chairs, et cetera, that fund that alone. For our program, one of the key criteria, it really is around how those researchers integrate and really work on core solutions to societal programs societal problems, rather. So some of the key review criteria in getting that NCE grant is that the network has to be solution-driven and involve partners in the receptor community, has to demonstrate world-class capacity and act as a hub for research with the international community. And it also has to advance knowledge and tech transfer for the benefit of Canadian society and the economy, and really identify those long-term impacts and the legacy of what the network is going to do. Now, the initial process, Don, you talked about the initial process of setting up over this past year as something that was boring, and you had to set up a board, and you had to do your hiring and whatnot. I don't think this is boring at all. This is a key part of my job, and it is a probably the most exciting part of working with the NCE that perhaps a lot of people don't realize, is that we sit on the boards of every network and center we fund. These are big grants, and it's really critical for us to be engaged in sharing best practices around governance, sharing best practices around network management. And BFN should really be commended not only for the seriousness of the work that they have done in setting up a very, very strong secretariat that will serve you very well, but also not only recruiting a strong board with really strong industry and research expertise, but a critical board. These folks are subjected to really tough questions from a really august body of board members that will really help keep the network on track with its core strategic directions and really hold the community and the secretariat to task on how well they're advancing on a research program that is going to leave a really strong legacy in biofuels in Canada. Now, there are a lot of expectations for new networks above and beyond getting set up. And the pressure on new NCEs is greater than ever before. A few years ago, since 2008, the program changed from one where it gave research funding from 2 7-year tranches to a potential for 3 tranches of 5 years. It seems like kind of a boring program detail, but I'll tell you, the pressure to deliver on a networked research objectives over 5 years rather than 7 makes it such that every year counts. There's no opportunity to kind of muck around and everyone do research in a similar space but not quite focused on their common objectives in these early years. It's really, really critical for you to work in the types of fora that BFN has organized over the last couple of days to help you really come together around your strategic objectives and hit the ground running. Above and beyond our status as observer on the boards, we are also tasked with helping the network oversee its progress against the milestones and objectives that they put into their application and reflect those in the annual reporting to a monitoring committee. Again, annual reporting is not very exciting stuff, but one of the big differences between going from a seven-year network to a 5-year one is that those annual reports and the way we can answer questions to a standing monitoring committee affects funding of every network year by year. There's no opportunity for a midterm review. If the monitoring committee in reviewing those annual reports shows a real lack of progress in the core network objectives each and every year, they have to tick one of 3 boxes. One is to continue funding, one is to ask for an in-depth site visit where we bring in a new expert panel to come and look and see why things aren't going well, or to not continue funding. And that's a big change in the way NCE works from going from a midterm review process where everybody gears up to meeting their objectives in year 3 to putting a really strong pressure on the BFN management. So when they're coming to you for your support in really showing the full impact and the added impact of a networked approach on your research, really showing that it is now something greater than the sum of your individual parts as researchers, it's because every network faces that pressure in terms of showing their results very early on. So clearly, in the, when I look at the progress over the last year, and we've just seen drafts of the first report, BFN is clearly on track on a lot of levels. There is so much fantastic activity in terms of all of the work that has been done in setting up various committees and engaging a strong cohort of HQP. But what the monitoring committee is now going to want to see is a greater level of focus and a focus on the milestones for achieving your long-term objectives. So all of the work that I know has been happening here over the last couple of days around clustering projects, finding the relationships between different parts of your research network, and really agreeing on key milestones for achieving that integration are going to be the types of things that the monitoring committee is going to push a new network like yourselves to do. So, in general, a typical network has, over its life and maturity, and the average network within the program, and there are only 16 now to compare you with. It's a very august group of networks that you're being compared to in many ways, has a smaller list of projects. Now, there's nothing new or unique about young networks starting off with a pretty broad pool of research projects, but they do really want to see those individual projects coalescing into really strong research programs that truly integrate the different themes. So BioFuelNet has 65 projects, and we want, I know there are initiatives underway now to see different groups working more closely together so that some of those become collapsed and more focused on your goals. The other key things that I wanted to mention that the program needs to see over the life of the network is that is the integration between the interdisciplinary themes. So I just want to leave with a few thoughts around how your SEAS theme needs to be everyone's job in many ways. We really need to identify science and engineering solutions that are going to be directed toward addressing some of those social and economic and regulatory barriers to the uptake of biofuels. Also, knowledge translation is not the job of one committee either. This is also something that should be critical in the minds of all of the researchers across the network. Likewise, we need to see a really strong integration between the SEAS researchers, the science research that's relevant to regulatory processes, and all of the government relations work. You have a fantastic opportunity with really strong government relations capacity already within BFN. We need to see all of the research side around the SEAS theme being integrated with those opportunities and seeing a feedback loop between them. Last, we were very struck, and I was also leading the expert panel on the secretariat side for the CRIBS application, and it was really important that so many of the research themes had very strong industry engagement from the get-go. And this is a real opportunity for you to ensure that all of the research that happens within the context of the BFN network is being drawn by key opportunities to make your research relevant and to see it come alive in for the benefit of Canadians and for the economy. So that's pretty much it. I'm happy to answer questions about the review process or any other elements of the SE.